Chapter 23. When he opened his eyes, he saw Alex and Eve hunched over the ground. They were covering their heads, waiting. The air was filled with flying debris and thick smoke. Piles of rocks and metal littered the ground, but something was different. Through the smoke, he peered at the cyclotron. The bright sign had stopped flashing. He got up, picking his path carefully. He walked toward it. There was rumbling, but it was distant. It wasn't coming from the cyclotron. Or was it? He was a few feet away from the door now. He brushed away the smoke with his hands. The gauges all rested at zero. The lights were out. The beeps were silent. The cyclotron was dead. He turned around and yelled at the top of his lungs, "We did it!" He ran back to Alex and Eve. Both of them were straining to see him. "We made the cyclotron burn itself out," Jason said. "It's off! Kaput!" There was silence for a moment. Silence that was followed by a loud crack of a collapsing wall. Mud gushed out toward them. "And so are we," Alex said. Eve grabbed both of them. "Follow me!" The three of them ran, making their way through the surrounding chaos. Eve took them through smoke-filled tunnels, doors that had been blown apart. At the end of one corridor, a metal door remained tightly shut. "Sophia the Third is in here," she said. Alex shook his head. "No, Jason and I left it." "It's in here," Eve insisted. "The plutonium boss was a loudmouth. He told me all his little secrets, like his plans to turn Sophia the Third into his own underground pleasure vehicle. When he brought it to the cyclotron, this room is where he brought Sophia the Third." "Step back," Jason said. The others obeyed, and he blasted the door open. Sure enough, Sophia the Third was sitting there, waiting. With a solid chunk of granite on its hood. A solid chunk of granite that had smashed its engine. Jason's heart sank, but Eve just ran up to the hood. "Help me," she said. "There's an auxiliary rear engine, but we'll go faster without this thing." With every ounce of strength, the three of them managed to push the rock off. They jumped inside, and Eve started to spare engine. It let out only a meager whine, but it worked. Eve steered out of the room. "Do you know how to get out?" Alex said. "Up," Eve said. "Other than that, beats me." They zoomed through a jagged hole in a nearby wall. They emerged into a cavern, Jason recognized. It was level 4. Concentrating on every detail, they were able to retrace their steps. Level 3 was empty. Mud poured through holes in the walls, and short-circuited robots were flailing on the ground. Level 2 was unrecognizable. Twisted remains of the metal walls lay on the ground like shipwrecks. Level 1 was, by now, a churning pit of lava and slime. They raced through the final tunnel and into the chamber where Jason had first met Eve. At one end, Jason could see the bottom of the blowhole chute. "Let's see if we still have some of that weapon power," Eve said. She reached over and pressed the hover gauge. Sophia the Third left the ground. It shot into the chute and slowly rose upward through the blowhole. Around them, the side of the hole trembled. Jason looked up. There was daylight. It was far away, but it was there. Behind them, the blowhole was caving in. Its walls were bursting, spewing oil and rocks. Eve kept her finger on the hover gauge, but Sophia the Third was slowing down. "I don't know if we're going to make it," she cried out. "I can see the surface," Jason replied. "Just hang on for a little while longer, please." "I don't have any control over it," Eve shot back. And she was right. With a sputter and a groan, the hover power died. In fact, the entire vehicle died. They seemed to stand still for a moment, and then they plunged toward the pandemonium below.